And now we're joined on the line by Stephen Smith. Good afternoon, Stephen. How are you today?
How you doing? I'm up to 90.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, well, we won't keep you too long then. So this Lingo Festival, what's it about? You know, a spoken word festival, what's that about?
It's, well, I suppose it's kind of like a rebranding of our old tradition, really. It's just an expansion of the oral art form. We've got incredible poets coming from all around Ireland and beyond, and they're just going to be telling stories as a mixture of hip-hop and poetry. And I suppose it's maybe a slightly younger demographic coming through, and they've rebranded it spoken word. For me, I've kind of... I've been inspired by all sorts of people along the way, and Lingo is just kind of a culmination of all those things together.
Right, and it's on the 16th to the 18th of October. Whereabouts can catch up with it?
Beg your pardon?
Where can they find it, or where are all these things happening?
Yeah, so our main headline event is in the Button Factory in Temple Bar. We have events on in the Workman's, in Smock Alley, and in the Liquor Rooms and the Fringe Labs. So spread around Dublin City Centre.
Right, and of course, Near FM tomorrow night are covering it live. Morgan O'Reilly is going to host an event live for Near FM, which, so we're involved as well, which is great. And that's from the Workman's Club tomorrow evening. Tell us some of the people that are going to be there.
Well, tomorrow night in the Workman's, we have Tung Fu. So that is a showcase event that normally takes place in London. So there are incredible musicians who will provide a soundscape to poets that will be performing on the night. And it's kind of like what we call like nearly like a powerhouse poets. We'll have about 8 poets getting up there doing rapid-fire poetry. And then on top of that, we'll have Brown Bread players doing sketch comedy as well. So it's pretty exciting. It's going to be a high-energy event and really engaging. The tickets are going pretty good for that already, so we expect to have a full crowd for it.
Yeah, so make sure. And to get the tickets, it's all online, is right. So what's the website?
Yeah. It's lingofestival.com. So you can get them through Eventbrite, or if there's tickets on sale for Smock Alley Theatre, you have to go through their website.
Their own website, right, okay. Yeah. And roughly speaking, how much the tickets are, does it depend on the event?
It depends. In fact, we have a number of free events. So
good.
We do. We have a number of children events and multilingual events. But the tomorrow night, it's €10 in. And then the most expensive gig is for Saul Williams, and that ticket is €19.50, I believe.
Okay, so that's very reasonable, really, yeah.
It's not too bad. I mean, for the Saul gig, we've sold in excess of 300 tickets already.
Right, jeez, that's very good.
So
very good.
We expect to have 500 people in for that event.
Wow, that's a fantastic. Yeah. And tell us, and what about yourself? What do you do?
Actually, sorry, it's 12.50 for Tung Fu tomorrow.
Okay.
I made a mistake there.
Okay, all right. And what about yourself? What are you at?
I'll be emceeing tomorrow and just trying to keep the ship on the road over the festival. I'm not actually going to be performing at it. Even though several of the event organisers are poets, we're not performing at the festival ourselves. We just want to provide a platform for other people.
Okay, so even though you are a poet, isn't that correct?
Yeah. Some people call me that.
Well, look, you really, your poetry is one of these things. It's kind of, it's like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? You know, like it. And tell us what.
I write things down, and some people call them poems.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, look, that's you know, it's how people interpret these things, isn't it, with poetry? And can I just ask you, like, what kind of stuff do you like writing about, or what gives you the inspiration?
For me, it's people.
Right.
Like, and I know that's probably a bit of a cliche thing to say, but the poem I'm probably known best for is called The Gardener, which is about my mum. But I generally write about people that I know, and they're quite personal. So that's kind of where I go to, as opposed to maybe big sort of political things. The politics of my poetry is very much in who I choose to write about. That's who inspires me. I'm not a comedian. I tend to probably a bit of a sensitive soul, I guess. So my poems are probably quite emotive. So that's
all right. So it's the people around you rather than, as you're saying, political stuff or activist stuff. It's those people that are in your own environment.
Yeah, I mean, there are other people on the scene that do that, and they'll do that better than I will do it.
Right,
so,
okay.
I have my own voice as aware, and now I feel, and I just write about people typically. As it happens, I was actually asked to write a poem recently for the Dublin 2020 European Capital Culture Campaign. So that's been, I was in the studio last Sunday to record that, and it'll be launched on the 29th. It's a bit more political, but it's very much focused on the people that make Dublin, as it happens, you know.
Yeah, so, and they do those lovely video clips as well for the 2020, don't they?
Yeah, with Sam, is a great director that's been putting all those together, and I'm working closely with him on this project along with a few other artists, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, because I've actually seen a couple of those, and I gave them a dig out with some stuff, and they're fantastic people. They really are.
Yeah.
They really are. And hopefully Dublin will win that, which would be fantastic, if you know, for the city and the surrounding areas.
It'd be nice
as well.
If Ireland wins. I think we're up against Croatia, but you're like, yeah, I mean, it would be great for the city, but I'm sure if Galway or the Three Sisters get it as well, I'm sure feel like having competition. You know?
No, well, sure.
Competition and culture can sometimes be a bit of an odd thing.
Yeah, but sure, it has to be done sometimes, doesn't it? You know. Anyway, to recap on all of this, it's the Lingo Festival, and it's a spoken word festival, which are for poets and songs and all this kind of stuff. And it's across the city, and there's different venues. It's on from the 16th to the 18th. And you were saying to check the website. What's the website name was again? Sorry.
Yeah, lingofestival.com. All the information's there. You can download a program. It says there's a number of free events, and I'm pretty sure that you'll come along and you'll be engaged. Poetry. We have the usual Facebook and Twitter, which you can connect with us as well. And it really inspired me last year. The warmth that we got coming our way bowled the whole team over, and that's coming again. And engage with it. If you haven't engaged in poetry for a long time, come along, and I'm pretty sure you'll be inspired by it.
Brilliant. Well, look, all the very best with that. And as I said, Near FM are involved as well, and the great Roger. The great Morgan O'Reilly is going to be in the Workman's Club tomorrow. So hopefully he'll have a chat with everybody. Stephen, the very best. And sure, we'll talk to you soon again. And I'm sure we'll have you on doing your own poetry when it's all published, and the next time you have all that kind of stuff, or giving your
Thanks
own.
Thanks so much, sir. You caught me on the half of the beginning there.
Don't worry. That's the joy of live radio, you know. Anyway, look, cheers. We'll talk to you again. Thanks very much.
Sounds
Thanks. Bye.
Voice.